Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Brain 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific Time, 7:40 Mountain Time, 8:40 Central Time, and 9:40 Eastern Time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or TR4, Anti-Aging. You can find them at other podcast services as well by putting in the same thing. For those of you that do not know who I am, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. And if you're listening to this as a podcast and wish to catch us live, dial into 712-775-8972. And when it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022, and you can join us live, and we would be delighted to have you along with us. Our panel does these calls in support of your TR90 efforts, and everything we do is to actually help support you in your TR90 journey and lifestyle change. As I said, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. I come to you with an education background, but a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise dating back more than four decades. Fell in love with the TR90 program when it first came out, really liked the results I got with it, and want to do everything I can to make sure that you have as good of a experience as I did. With that being said, when you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it's your one main meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals, taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. If you're not able to do that, my personal experience has been take them with your meals. It'll still work. I found that it worked very effective for me because about 35% of the time I had to take them with my meals. Life of a substitute, we never know when we're going to be running out the door, grabbing our breakfast and grabbing our lunch when we can. Because, well, you know, kids, they like to throw wrenches into everything. Sometimes they're good wrenches and sometimes not. So I had to take my supplements with my meals many times, and I had really good experience. And so hopefully you will as well. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. That will get you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats, what I like to call the big chunks. It will give you your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals, and fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety, and the other is for good digestive health. For that, guys need 45 grams of fiber daily, and gals, we need 32 grams of fiber for that good digestive health. And if you're getting all that fiber, well, you'll want to get up and get moving. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. You can chunk it up in a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks, whatever works best for your lifestyle. It could be walking, dancing, swimming, rapid house cleaning, HIIT. It could be whatever you desire it to be. We're getting into swimming weather, so if you like swimming, that's always a possibility. Could be kayaking, whatever floats your boat and gets you excited, up and moving. If you're exercising heavily, then you need to think about hydration. Baseline for that is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh, say, 100 pounds, you should be starting out at 50 ounces of water daily and then building it up from there. If you're getting a lot of really fresh fruits, bump it up quite so much because you're getting a lot of moisture from those fruits and vegetables. But do keep in mind that if you start feeling hungry, chances are it's dehydration starting to set in already. And the last thing that I have found to be very effective in helping with my TR90 journey has been make sure to get 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. Several studies that I have come across over the years actually support that, which is why I always encourage people to get that. And if you're struggling with sleep, if you go back and listen to any of the podcasts from August and September of 2023, where I was the host, I was talking about sleep and what you can do to actually improve your sleep. With that being said, I'm always finding additional information to share with us that will help support us and help make that TR90 lifestyle a little bit easier. So some information today is actually coming out of a book called Eat to Live by Joel Fuhrman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N, M-D. And today we are actually talking about, is it dangerous to eat more fruits and vegetables because of the increased consumption of pesticides? Do I have to buy organic? The effects of ingesting pesticides in the very small amounts that present in vegetation are unknown. Bruce Ames, PhD, director of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences Center at the University of California at Berkeley, has devoted his career to examining this question and believes these minute amounts pose no risk at all. He and other scientists support this view because humans and other animals are exposed to small amounts of naturally occurring toxins with every mouthful of organically grown natural food. The body normally breaks down self-produced metabolic waste and naturally occurring carcinogens in foods as well as pesticides, and it excretes these harmful substances every minute. Since 99.99% of the potential carcinogenic chemicals consumed are naturally present in all foods, reducing our exposure to that 0.01% that are synthetic will not reduce cancer rates. These scientists argue that humans ingest thousands of natural chemicals that typically have greater toxicity and are present at higher doses than the very many amounts of pesticide residues that remain on foods. Furthermore, animal studies on the carcinogenic potential of synthetic chemicals are done at doses a thousandfold higher than what is ingested in food. Ames argues that a high percentage of all chemicals, natural or not, are potentially toxic in high doses. The dose makes the poison. And that there is no evidence of possible cancer hazards from the tiny chemical residue remaining on produce. Others believe a slight risk may be present, though that risk may be difficult to prove. There certainly is a justifiable concern that some chemicals have increased toxicity and potentially harmful at lower doses than are used in rodent experiments. No scientist believes that this means that we should reduce our consumption of vegetation, but many, including me, which means Dr. Fuhrman, believe it prudent to reduce our exposure to the multiple toxic residues present in our food supply. I certainly advocate avoiding the skins of foods that are reported to have the most pesticide residues. And, of course, all fruits and vegetables should be washed before eating. If you are concerned about pesticides and chemicals, keep in mind that animal products such as dairy and beef contain the most toxic pesticide residues. Because cows and steers eat large amounts of tainted feed, certain pesticides and dangerous chemicals are found in higher concentrations in animal foods. For example, dioxin, which is predominantly found in fatty meat and dairy products, is one of the most potent toxins linked to several cancers in humans, including lymphomas. Based on your diet of unrefined plant foods, you automatically reduce your exposure to the most dangerous chemicals. According to the Environmental Working Group, these are the Dirty Dozen consistently most contaminated fruits and vegetables, ranked from the highest to the lowest. Highest, celery, peaches, strawberries, apples, blueberries, nectarines, bell peppers, spinach, cherries, kale, potatoes, and imported grapes. It would make sense to purchase organically grown versions of these foods. Onions, sweet corn, asparagus, sweet peas, cabbage, eggplant, broccoli, tomatoes, sweet potatoes are the vegetables least likely to have pesticides on them. Avocados, pineapples, mangoes, kiwi fruit, papayas, watermelon, and grapefruit are the fruits least likely to have pesticides residue on them. It makes good sense to peel fruits if possible and not to eat potato skins unless you are able to purchase pesticide-free potatoes. Remove and discard the outer leaves of lettuce and cabbage if not organically grown. Other surfaces cannot be peeled away, can be washed with soap and water or a commercial vegetable wash. Washing with plain water removes 25 to 50% of the pesticide residue. Every study done to date on the consumption of foods and its relationship to cancer has shown that the more fruits and vegetables people eat, the less cancer and heart disease they have. All of these studies were done on people eating conventionally grown, not organic, produce. Clearly, the benefit of conventional produce outweighs any hypothetical risk. And I think I am going to actually stop there, and we'll pick up on Monday about the next topic, which is my doctor noted that my complexion has turned yellowish and told me to cut back on foods containing carotene, such as mangoes, carrots, and sweet potatoes. So we'll find out about that more on Monday at the top of the hour. If you speed over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business or something else that's happening within the new skin world. This is Susan Mann for April 19th, 2024, signing out. I welcome your thoughts and comments as soon as I get us off of mute. Feel free to send me a text to 503-502-4863 if you have any thoughts, questions, or comments, and you don't want to voice them at the end of the call. But I was delighted to have you along with us and hope that you will join us again in the future. So there is the fruits and vegetables. Yes, they're healthy for us. Organic is good, but regular ones are good too. Just bear in mind whether the pesticide level has been remedied or not. And if there's no other thoughts or comments, go out there, make it a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday, and we'll have Frank back up on Tuesday.